The views and opinions expressed in the following program are those of the speaker and don't necessarily represent the views and opinions of this station, its staff, management, or ownership.
This morning, it's Dr. Peter Lennon, Hudson Valley Focus. We're on the air this morning with Andy Lennon from Hudson River Housing and Lennon Navarez, professor of Vassar College, and several students from the Lennon Navarez's community development course. Everybody, welcome to the show. There's never been a time where there was a Vassar College course that was so tied to a community subject and a specific community agency. And that agency is Hudson River Housing. Andy, can you give us a sense of what Hudson River Housing is about, and you know what the mission is, and how you go about doing your business?
Sure, Peter. Thank you very much. Our mission, we've been in business for about 22 years now, and our mission simply is to provide affordable quality housing for people in Dutchess County. And that includes shelter and transitional housing and permanent housing as well. And we also provide supportive services that complement our housing efforts.
So, and you're also in the news these days because you have another big project going on, is that right?
That is correct. We've just expanded our capacity.
Yeah. And you do everything from overnight shelter for homeless people to first-time home buying for people in the community.
Yeah, that is correct.
Yeah. Now, Leonard, as a sociology professor, what was interesting to you about that? I mean, why did you want to hook up with Hudson River Housing? What light did you feel they could shed on your subjects that maybe you couldn't do yourself in a library?
Well, the concept for the class came before we started working with Hudson River Housing. I basically had several students who had done field work in Vassar and were interested in a more extended field work project, and they were also interested in working with each other. So I came up with this idea of community development course, which is just basically a vehicle for a single class collaboration with a community partner. And I started making overtures and began talking with Hudson River Housing because they were doing in real life a lot of the issues about affordable housing and economic development that I teach in a classroom setting. So I thought by working with Hudson River Housing and giving students the chance to see what real nonprofits and agencies who are doing this work have to encounter in practical terms, it would really give a whole new dimension to the ideas that they learn in the classroom.
Now, you're a sociologist, but you have experience with a sociological method called ethnography.
Right.
Can you explain what ethnography is? It sounds so complicated.
Sure. Oh, it's fairly simple. It's basically trying to understand social groups in terms of their cultures, the way they see the world. And in this case, specifically around their values and attitudes towards housing, neighborhood, safety, home ownership, things like that. We used a lot of survey research, which is basically, in methodological terms, getting people to answer in the researcher's words. But ethnography is getting people, the researcher, to understand people in their own words. And so the students had a lot of field work and interviews that have gone to, you know, inform our work for the class, our work with Hudson River Housing, but also this ethnographic method really helps challenge a lot of the assumptions that teachers and, you know, specialists bring to the subject matter by getting people to explain the issue in their own words.
So traditionally, sociology has tried to study how things are, maybe objectively or from a position of power, and ethnography tries to understand that social reality, whether it's a person or an institution, from that person or institution's own point of view.
Right, and it makes good sense for research because it sheds light on the motivations and, you know, assumptions that real people have about the answers they give to on a survey. But it's also important just in terms of dignity and to give people their own voice and to let their voices be heard in the reports and books that go up to make social science.
Yeah, actually, that last point is something that could be really overlooked. sometimes the social scientist comes in and says, this is the way it is, and the people who are actually involved in it have a very different perspective. What was your feeling, Andy, on that? Did you feel you got along well with the student researchers, or were you able to give you a point of view in a way that you think was fairly heard?
From the very first minute, for us, I mean, this has been a tremendous experience for myself personally, and I think for the agency as well. First of all, they're a great, great bunch of young adults. They are bright, intelligent, and socially motivated, which is was for us very rewarding. But we spent a lot of time in the very beginning of the class interviewing each other, where we were able to share some of our history, some of the research that has been done on our behalf. And we never really tried to steer them in any one direction. It was really, you go out there, interview, develop your own survey, and then tell us what you found out there. And we fully intend to integrate their report in our strategic plan and also in our work plan as we go forward.
So we have several students with us. I'm sure everyone's curious on how that felt. Sean, we have two people named Sean. Either one can answer first. Sean, how was it for you coming into this class? Because the method, or what we sometimes call methodology, or the way of doing things, was different in this class than I'm sure lots of other classes you've had. So how did it feel?
It definitely was, but one of the great parts about this class was kind of to take the methodology we learned in a research methods class and apply it to a real-world situation, which just was a great opportunity to just be able to do that at Vassar and go out in the Poughkeepsie community and just relate to the residents there. What I found, one of the best parts about the class was be able to just go out into the community, which you don't get as much of a chance or an opportunity to as you might want to over your Vassar career, and this provided a classroom setting to do that in and to explore your research methods knowledge as well.
So you had a class before this on research methods, which is a required sociology class.
Yes.
And so you had that, and this gave you a chance to exercise this and sort of see other people exercising.
Exactly. This kind of gave us a chance to look at theory and kind of put it into practical use.
Was it sort of a relief to do it? I mean, to see, what they taught me was pretty good, or maybe I need to alter some things?
No, it definitely was. It was just good to be able to do this now, because I'm sure some students will go on to grad school and pursue this as well, but to get this in an undergraduate setting was a pretty unique experience, and we're the first class to do it and just kind of paved the way a little bit.
You know, I my sense is it was a historic Vassar class. I mean, after 130 or 40 years, Vassar really had a class tied to the community at its very core. And, you know, that's a different form of social science. Ann Guthrie, you've had experience in dealing with the Poughkeepsie community. You live off campus, right?
Yes.
So you are really more of a Poughkeepsie resident, and lots of the students of Vassar consider themselves more residents at the college. And you worked in the Poughkeepsie Institute last year, right?
Correct.
So how was it for you?
I loved it. It's nice to actually go into the neighborhood and spend more time talking to residents and getting their opinions and just reading textbooks and talking to other students. It was also nice that I do field work at the Lunchbox, which is a soup kitchen in downtown Poughkeepsie, which is very near the target area that we studied. So it was interesting to tie in the work that Hudson River Housing is doing with homelessness with the other end of the spectrum.
So some people that Hudson River Housing might deal with at night to give shelter to, you might see at lunchtime getting a warm meal at the Lunchbox, which is the Family Partnership Center.
Right.
Yeah. So you really sort of had a lived-in neighborhood experience in that way.
Oh, definitely. It was wonderful.
Yeah.
And actually, some of the people I interviewed for the survey, I've become friends with.
That's different. What about you, Becky? You might tell us where you're from and what year you're in. And let's go back to you. You graduate this year, don't you?
Yes.
And where are you
all
from?
All seniors this year.
All seniors. Oh, good for you.
This is their graduation gift. They're starting their radio career now.
We could, Becky, after your radio career, what do you plan to do? More realistically, how was it for you being in the sociology class on community development?
It was definitely one of the best classes I've taken here because If I have like one regret in what I didn't take at Vassar is probably not enough field work. And so I really appreciate this opportunity. And I'm interested in getting into social work. So I really value being able to talk directly to people and get their opinion rather than taking assumptions that have already been written about them.
Now, is it a little scary going into a neighborhood, like just socially, like, is it, like, you know, you usually you know, people don't walk up to each other and say, you know, I have a couple things to ask you. And I mean, you're really doing that. That must be hard to break that social barrier, is it?
Yeah, I was very nervous when I went out. I think if anything, I felt like I was being a nuisance, just knocking on people's doors and, you know, they think you're selling something. But, you know, once you actually started talking to people, they would open right up, and it was a very rewarding experience.
So, did you like them?
Yeah, you really hear some interesting stories once you get people talking.
I never thought of it, but Leonard, you might know. Is it a sociological sin to like or dislike somebody you're interviewing?
Well, there's mixed opinion on that. I believe it isn't. it's important to if not objectivity, then at least be able to scrutinize your own feelings towards your informants. And, usually when researchers are doing work by themselves as sort of lone wolves, they don't get that opportunity because effectively there were 15 researchers on this project, myself and the 14 students. We were able to sort of share these perceptions and contextualize them in our own assumptions and, get literally, 14 other heads to think about these one-on-one encounters and relationships.
One of the things I imagine if you're being interviewed and you sort of, everyone picks up a vibe, if you think the person interviewing you likes you, you tend to give them more information. If you pick up that the person is using you or you actually don't like them, you clam up. I would vote in favor of, right. Let's like the people we talk to.
We have lots of stories. I guess the proof of the pudding there would be we would get all positive and, warm responses from the informants. And it's clearly, we got the diversity of responses uh-huh. and opinions on all the subjects. Yeah. Some very interesting stories. Yeah.
And Sean Anderson, do you have, this is the other Sean. You were in the class, and you had a lot of work this semester with students in doing community work as academic work.
Yes.
And how was it for you, this class in particular?
This class in particular was actually really nice from the outset. The other two classes that you're talking about are both done in the American Culture Department, and they're not necessarily fieldwork intensive quite like this class was. We're doing a lot of work in the community, but a big struggle for most of the students in those other classes was the fact that we were essentially going out in the community collecting various types of information and stuff like that, and basically bring it back to Vassar. And the struggle then is, what do we do with it? So in one class, like, there's a website that's being put up, and in another class, like, we've created these reports, and everybody's very adamant that we do our best to distribute them to everybody that we talk to and interviewed. But with this particular course, it's really nice because from the outset, we knew we're going to create this academic report that, on its own is, obviously has some kind of merit, but also we're going to be giving that report to Hudson River Housing, and furthermore that they're going to be specifically using that for
So how does that make you feel as a researcher? In other words, does that inspire you to do more work, better work, or just you feel closer to it? Do you have any sort of emotional feeling about your work at that level?
Well, I mean, I'd hope that anybody doing this sort of work has some sort of connection to it, but having that confidence that the work you're doing is not something that's just going to be locked up in an academic institution is actually going to affect these organizations and groups that are out there working with people and, trying to make people's lives better. It definitely has a little added impetus.
There's also the notion that people are actually going to read it besides the teacher.
Right.
one of the things about writing any paper, the teacher is going to read it because he or she is paid to to read it. But when you write something for people to read who are not paid to finish it, it creates a certain tension, I bet.
No, definitely.
Yeah.
We should add, along the discussion of treating people, with dignity and letting them speak in their own words, we gave all the people that we surveyed the opportunity to get a copy of the report. In fact, we're going to be sending out several copies of the report to residents in, the north side of Poughkeepsie, where we surveyed. So, we definitely are being held accountable for what we say and how we understand their world by giving them a chance to feedback.
Yeah, so they not only got interviewed, they got a reading assignment with it. These nice people, they let you interview them, you give them a reading assignment at the end? That's another perspective. This is Peter Lennon at Hudson Valley Focus. We're on the air this morning with people from the Vassar College Sociology course on community development that work clearly and consistently and conscientiously with Hudson River Housing. They're Andy Lennox from Hudson River Housing, Professor Leonard Navarez. I always, my last name is Leonard, his first name is Leonard, it confuses me. And then also students, Sean Anderson, Ann Guthrie, Sean Davendoff, and Becky Barton, all on this very important project. Andy, what's the expectations at your agency for this? Now, the work is not completed yet, you don't have a copy of it. What do you hope comes out of this, both personally and from the agency point of view?
There are a number of outcomes that I would like to see. I think probably the most immediate one is that we are right now in the course of a strategic planning process. And a critical part of strategic planning is going out and doing a community needs assessment. Frequently, we use secondary data. This will be an opportunity for us to actually have primary data where researchers have gone out and worked with us. I mean, we have been fortunate enough to give them some input on developing their questionnaire. So we will have real live primary data, fresh data from our community where we work to give us some course correction input. Are we doing what we want to be doing? Are we doing it correctly? Are we communicating correctly? So not just for integrating their report into our strategic plan, but it'd also be a good sort of sanity check for us.
Is it true that, if Hudson River Housing goes out and says to people, what do you think of X? You might come up with a different set of answers than if independent, objective students go out and ask that question.
I think so. Yeah. I mean, I'm not a sociologist, but I think that there are different relationships that would influence the way that people respond to questions. So for us, having someone who's relatively independent and objective will perhaps give a different perspective than we could indeed gain from the residents in the community.
So this winds up being a real community service for one of Poughkeepsie's vital agencies.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. Absolutely. And then the other thing, I think just working on establishing a relationship with Vassar College, and I'm thrilled to hear that this course has been such a success in the eyes of the professor and the students, because I think that having a living laboratory, if you will, out in the community where an agency that actually does this work partners with an academic approach yields tremendous results. And I look forward to working in the future with other Vassar College classes.
Leonard, does that bear out in sociological terms that you guys are likely to get a different set of responses than an agency doing their own survey?
I think so. I think a lot of the, one of the things that we found is just the very context in which we met people, the survey process where we're knocking on our doors, for everyone who's annoyed or irritated by someone taking 15 of their precious minutes, to take the survey. There were a lot of other people who were very happy to have an opportunity to give real direct feedback and have their voice heard. Hudson River Housing is like all nonprofits, they're strapped for time and money. So I think just providing this forum, where it's on residents' own terms in their doorway or, in some cases, most cases, in their house, because residents were so nice to invite our students in, it puts residents at ease and it makes them more comfortable to provide more, objective and sometimes critical opinions about the neighborhood and the work that Hudson River Housing is doing.
Now, how will that be received? We'll go back to this one very quickly, but I'm very interested in let's say the report comes out on some points critical of Hudson River Housing. How do you think that would be received at the agency? Would there be a kind of objectivity given to that? Would it be valued? Would it be spurned? Do you have any sense of that? How would you feel yourself, I guess?
I think we'd call that sort of interviewing error or something like that.
Which you could be, right?
We're open. We're objective. Yeah. We know we're not perfect. Yeah. And when I had spoken with Leonard earlier, basically, hopefully I assured him, and we as an agency assured him, that whatever it is, you know, tell us the truth. Yeah. I think it will be received by myself and our executive director, Gail Webster, and the rest of the management team quite openly.
Yeah, my sense is that Gail Webster wants to know, and she's somebody who will take action on things that she knows if something has to be corrected.
No doubt. Yeah. No doubt. Truly, and I know this sounds like a commercial, but we operate under very high standards, and we want to continue that.
Yeah. And high standards of accomplishment. Let's go back to the students. If you all being seniors, if you just give a quick word on, where you came from and what you hope to be doing next year, and if this course has had any, influence. Becky, you want to try that?
Okay. Well, I grew up in Elmira, New York, and I would like to work for the next couple of years. I have specific plans to go to St. Paul, Minnesota for the summer. And I think, actually, in applying for jobs, this course has already proved to be quite useful, in including it in cover letters, because I think it's given me some great experience.
So it distinguishes you from the traditional curriculum that I expect you probably succeeded in, too. And what about you?
I'm from Alexandria, Virginia. I've lived there my whole life, and I'm going to stay in Poughkeepsie for two more years to get an associate's degree from the Culinary Institute. And just working with Hudson River Housing has given me such an appreciation for the organization. You know, when I drive there every day for the next 2 years, I will definitely be thinking about them and try to help them out more in the future.
And we'll probably take her on as a volunteer.
And what about the Sean?
I'll go first.
Yeah, the Sean Devendorf.
Yeah, I'm from Milford, Massachusetts. And my future plans are still yet undecided, but I'm looking to enter a career in advertising. And while that may not seem immediately socially conscious, having a class like this just keeps me kind of have that background and have that knowledge when I go out and do certain things. So that's where I'm headed right now, either in Boston or New York City.
Oh, advertising is the art of telling the truth and making it interesting.
Exactly.
And if you can do that, it's a noble calling. Sean?
The other Sean also
Sean
has no real idea where he's going to be. Uh-huh. I will say I'll probably, I'm from Chicago, incidentally. I kind of wish I was going back, but I'll probably end up in Philadelphia next year, and I'm looking to most likely get involved with a community radio station of some variety.
And are you an American culture major?
Yes, yes.
And what about the other students? Anybody a sociology major? Well, three sociology majors in American culture and?
Sociology and psych.
Okay. So it gives you an awful lot of perspectives on any kind of social reality. This is Peter Lennon, Hudson Valley Focus. We've been on the air with several students from Vassar College, Sean Anderson, Annie Guthrie, Sean Devendorf, and Sean Anderson, I already said, and Becky Barton, I'm sorry. With them with his teacher, and Leonard Navarez, professor of sociology, and Andy Lennox from Hudson River Housing. And they were all talking about the report coming out next week on the community development. Thank you very much for being with us on Hudson Valley Focus.